The Supreme Court ended its term today with a decision that could have a lasting impact on voter eligibility. The court's 6-3 ruling in a case out of Arizona strikes another blow against the 1965 Voting Rights Act, and it follows the court's decision back in 2013 to strip out another key provision of that law. The justices also decided today a case about nonprofits disclosing their wealthy donors. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson joins us now. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Peter.
So this voting rights decision was about two provisions in a law in Arizona, and the justices were split along liberal and conservative lines. Tell us more about the case and how they ruled.
Yeah, two restrictions in Arizona laws. One says the ballots that voters cast out of precinct don't count. And the other law in Arizona made it a crime for most people to collect other voters' mail-in ballots. Now, how does this touch the issue of race? There's evidence in the record in the lower court that Hispanic and Black voters get their ballots thrown out twice as often as white people for voting out of precinct. And Arizona's Native American population in rural areas sometimes lives 45 minutes to 2 hours away from a mailbox, which means that it may make more sense sometimes for them to have others collect their ballots. But that's illegal under Arizona law. Now, by a vote of 6-3 today along ideological lines, the court's conservative justices upheld both of those laws. And even though the majority, written by Justice Samuel Alito, didn't set out any kind of bright line test for other cases to come, he did create some guideposts that could make it harder for people to challenge other voting laws on the grounds that they have the effect of discriminating against minority voters. Three liberal justices dissented. Justice Elena Kagan, in a blistering dissent, warned that the court majority here was making up factors to uphold these Arizona laws. She says it's tragic the court has further weakened the monumental 1965 Voting Rights Act. At the same time, states across the country are proposing more limits on voting.
Well, right. So let's get into that. There's a lot of states led by Republicans that are creating these new laws. What does the ruling mean for those?
Well, it sends a strong message that this 6-3 Supreme Court is going to hold future challenges by minority voters to a very high bar. The court majority opinion by Justice Alito today says mere inconvenience to vote is not sufficient to sue under the Voting Rights Act. And the state of Arizona and other states have a strong interest in preventing fraud. That was a key argument by Arizona's Attorney General Mark Brnovich. But for many voting rights activists, today's ruling puts another hurdle in front of them. It doesn't smother these cases altogether, Peter, but it's going to make it a lot more difficult for them to win in the future. Remember, just last week, the Biden Justice Department sued Georgia over its new voting restrictions. There's no word from DOJ yet on the court ruling today, but some experts think today's ruling is going to make it harder for justice to win that case in Georgia.
At this point, after today, what is left, really, of the Voting Rights Act?
You know, back in 2013, as you mentioned earlier, the court gutted the key provision of the law, Section 5, which allowed the Justice Department to pre-approve voting changes in places with a history of discrimination. Now, today, the court has imposed some new burdens on minority challengers who want to use the remaining part of the law, Section 2. Now, there is another path, though, that Congress could weigh in. It could reauthorize the Voting Rights Act and revive some of these tools, but that's not going to be easy in a legislative body that's struggling to get anything done, as you talk about all the time on Here and Now, Peter.
Right, exactly. Tell me about this other decision. The court reversed a California law that requires nonprofits to disclose their major donors.
Yeah, in this case, the conservative group Americans for Prosperity wanted to get out from under a California requirement that it disclose its donors just to the state, not to the public, because California wanted to police possible fraud in nonprofits there. The Supreme Court voted 6-3, again along ideological lines, to side with the conservative group. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote for the majority here. Justice Sonia Sotomayor dissented. She said it could put a bullseye on future reporting and disclosure requirements in other cases, but the majority found that this California law restricted AFP, Americans for Prosperity's, First Amendment rights to freedom of association.
All right. Well, this is the end of the Supreme Court's term for the year. We'll be digging in deeper to see what some of the major takeaways were thematically, but we're going to have to save that for another time. NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson, thank you very much for your time.
Happy to be with you, Peter.